Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206, or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us here at the Transformation Cafe. I can't even believe it. We're already halfway through August, and here we are with another wonderful show and another wonderful guest chef in the house. I'm excited about our guest chef tonight. So let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. Who's sitting around the table tonight? We got Mr. Jamie. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie's doing okay.
Doing okay. How is Seattle?
Yeah. Seattle was a little cloudy today, but it's not like the rest of the U.S., which is burning up.
Okay. That's kind of good to know.
We had about 3 days of 90-degree weather, and that was our summer right there.
Okay. You broke out the shorts and, you know, had yourself your little suntan, and then you're like, okay, let's get back to it again.
I tried to stay out of the sun, though.
You try to stay out of the sun. Okay, that's good. Well, you know, then you've got the suntan lotion on your nose with some sunglasses and a visor, right? That's what you look like for those 3 days.
Right.
And it's kind of like you're wanting to be in Southern California. You know how that goes. Well, we just had got done with a heat wave. It was like at one point here in the Riverside area near outside of L.A. in beautiful Inland Empire. 106 one day. My goodness, it was very, very hot. So we've actually kind of gone back to our regular temperatures today. So I know that Miss Bobby, our guest here, she's not that far from me. Boy, we're both very grateful that it decided to cool down a little bit. So we're very glad about that. So our other guest chef tonight is Miss Bobby Davis. Bobby, you want to introduce yourself, and we're going to get going here talking about some stuff here at the cafe.
All right. Thank you, Robin. I really appreciate that. And yes, you're right. It has been really, really hot, and I'm really, really glad that it's cooling down.
Mm-hmm.
You know. By the way, I listened to your show last Tuesday, and you had the comedian.
Mm-hmm. Our comedian, Mr. Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Charles, and he said he was an extra small, medium at large. Well,
uh-huh.
I'm 5'8", so I think that makes me an extra large medium at large.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that. And now it sounds like Charles has got a little bit of a campaigning going on here. Like, who's the largest medium? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's room for everybody at the top.
It's all
really
good.
Cute. Really cute.
Yeah.
Just a little background on me is that I do intuitive coaching. I think that a lot of people would call that psychic ability, but just to be politically correct, I would call it intuitive coaching. It seems to be a more politically correct statement these days. But I'm also a medium, and I'm trained in hypnosis and past life regression, and I do chakra balancing. And, you know, one of the things that I thought we could talk about tonight was intuition. And I think that's a big part of being an intuitive coach, but I think it's actually something that all of us have the ability to do. We just don't exercise it. We
mm-hmm.
don't stop and figure out where we access that information. So I thought that might be a good subject for this evening.
Okay, well, you go on with that, girlfriend, next thing, because actually we talked a little bit last night about just all the different, because, I mean, with all the different wonderful gifts and talents that you have, we literally could have multiple shows. So I'm very, very excited about you being able to just kind of go off with that. So we were actually kind of calling it intuition versus the conscious mind.
Exactly. And, you know, as an intuitive and then being trained in hypnosis actually made me even more vividly aware of accessing the intuition or the subconscious. And so that training really was very beneficial in just really cementing the idea and understanding the differences between the conscious mind and the intuition.
Now, what do you think will cause that for you to just kind of really get that at that level?
I think that you first of all have to start assessing where the information is coming in. And, you know, I'm going to just talk about my journey with that. I've always considered myself to be a sensitive person. That didn't always feel comfortable. I didn't understand why I was so sensitive. I didn't understand the gifts that I have. I just knew I was very sensitive. But I operated out of my conscious mind in pretty much most of my decisions my whole life. And
mm-hmm.
myself in jobs that, you know, were not conducive to who I am really. But, you know, I looked at them consciously and I said, well, this would be a good job. This is good pay. This is this close to home. And you make these decisions all the time, every day with your conscious mind. And a lot of times these things don't work out because they're not made with the higher or greatest wisdom. So when I decided to look into hypnosis, that taught me more about meditation. And meditation also helps you to access that information, but you don't always have to meditate. The process for me was you have to start assessing where the information's coming from. And literally a conscious thought seems to resonate around the cerebral area, if you will, the top of your head. And, you know, many times people will say, I had a hunch. I just knew this. They will sometimes know, well, somebody passed away that lives in another state, and I just knew that that had happened. Or a mother senses danger, but her child's away from home. That information tends to be centered around the solar plexus. And so you sort of have to start taking the time to figure out where the information's coming from and start remembering, you know, basically times that you've had intuition. Try to go back and recall that and think about what was I feeling? Where was that information coming from? And, you know, the thing that's the biggest concern for me in the world today is that we have suddenly become a world that can never be still, can never be quiet. You cannot go to a restaurant, a fast food place, a department store, or anywhere, coffee shop, that there just isn't loud music playing 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So what the concern I have is you're never going to be a balanced human being if you're not accessing and having those still moments so that you can hear that inner voice. God speaks to us, you know, and this is a quote from Oprah, but or I think it might be from Angela Mayo. Mayo, is it? I don't know if I'm pronouncing the last name.
I think it's Maya, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maya. And, you know, the quote that God whispers to us and we don't listen, and then mm-hmm. he taps us on the shoulder and we don't listen, and then he drops a house on us. So we have to quite often in this world we're living in today get the house dropped on us because we have no quiet time, no still time. We don't take the time to even get in tune with that inner voice that is coming in through the solar plexus. It feels like if you could give it a location, that's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the conscious mind is designed to basically to help you to drive a car, cook your meal, pay your bills, mow the yard, do analytical things. But we as human beings have started believing that the conscious mind is our identity.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to the conscious mind first to, you know, analyze what we should do. But we leave out the inner wisdom, which is where God speaks. And when you do hypnosis, that's where you're going. That's exactly what you're tapping into with hypnosis, is you want the inner wisdom that's in there that you're ignoring.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we can't, you know, go and have a hypnosis session every single time we want to make a decision, but we can learn to figure out and start tapping into that inner voice and listening to it. And I would say start by remembering the times you had hunches, where that feeling came from. When you need to make a decision, get still, get quiet. Ask in your head the question that you want the answer to, and then just be still. And the amazing thing is what will start coming in, it will be a voice that will sound like your voice. And don't dismiss it. don't disregard it. Don't say, oh, that's just me talking to me. That is your higher wisdom or your higher self. So number one, you've got to honor that, and you've got to go with it, and you've got to say, okay, this is information that I need to listen to. Access where the information is. Like I said, is it up here where the head is? Is it down here in the solar plexus? And start honoring and listening to that voice. And you will get to the point, if you do enough of this exercise, that you will literally be able to have a conversation in your head. And it just sounds like that voice that sounds like you just has a more higher wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we are being, that is being drowned out by all the constant noise that we're in. We're never without noise, not when we go out, we come home, we turn on the TV, the kids are playing. And, you know, basically the ancient civilizations that didn't have all the noise, they were able to access that inner voice. And we still have it. We haven't really lost it. We just aren't listening to it.
Uh-huh. So I have a question for you on yeah. We're talking about the head and we're talking about the solar plexus, which a lot of people would call your gut instincts or your gut kind of a knowing. Where do you feel like the heart comes into that?
Well, you know, I think what resonates from the solar plexus comes up through the heart. I think those two are connected. But what my personal experience has been it actually has a physical location.
Uh-huh.
That when you are thinking in your head, you can feel as though the thought is coming from your head. When it's your heart or your gut, it
mm-hmm.
feels like it's from that location. And I thought that was an interesting discovery, because we often get those feelings in times of stress or in times that just pop up. And most people will say, oh, well, that was a gut reaction, or my gut told me to do that. But then think of how many times we as individuals have said this inner voice, this voice in my gut said, don't do this or do this, and we analyzed it with our conscious mind immediately, and we didn't follow that advice, and it turned out badly for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too bad we can't have, like, the super voice that could be coming from our toes or something. That might be really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super toes. This is my super toe. Tell me that.
Super toes. Yeah.
I know my stomach tells me when it's hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's kind of intuition
that's
too.
That's pretty good wisdom.
That's a great body wisdom. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine does too. So there you go. And you know, I don't think they still have really come up with a viable reason why the stomach growls or gurgles like that when the stomach's talking. You know, they've got these, like, so-called,
it's kind
you know,
of like
stuff
yawning
that,
when somebody's stomach gurgles and then somebody else does.
Yeah, yeah. That's
well, you know,
it's time to get the waiter and order another side of something good. There you go.
Well, I'll give you a mundane example of this. I just recently painted my living room, and I went and got paid at a local hardware store that everybody would know. And she handed me the sample. She put the little paint on my sample and handed it back to me, and my intuition was saying, it's not right. And
uh-huh.
I didn't listen to my intuition. My conscious mind said, oh, well, I'm sure it'll be fine. It's not that much off. Go ahead with it. And I literally painted my whole living room, and it looked horrible.
Oh, and wow.
I was matching a different room, and it was darker. It was brighter. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kicking myself because I remember my intuition saying, this isn't right. This isn't going to work. But again, I went back to the conscious mind thinking, and it said, oh, it'll be fine. And, you know, the conscious mind, and this is another training that you get in hypnosis, but the conscious mind is really, really good at trying to keep people stuck in patterns that is familiar but not working for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so occasionally you'll have a subconscious thought that will come up and say, you know, you really need to do this. But the conscious mind is really good at trying to push that down and saying, well, you know, you shouldn't do that because that never worked before. Let's say your subconscious is saying, you really should go on this particular diet. And your subconscious mind is saying, well, no, don't do that. You're not successful at that. You won't stick to it. Why should you do that? So, again, the conscious mind wants to control our life, but it isn't our wisdom. And I think that's the one thing I would really like to get across to the listeners is the conscious mind is designed to be task-oriented. It's not designed to run our life. And so that, A, we need to get still, we need to get quiet, we need to figure out where that feeling comes from, and then we need to ask it. We need to talk to it, and we need to say, okay, I have a problem. What should I do? And allow that intuition to come up, bubble up, but you've got to first, you know, realize where it's coming from and honor it and listen to it. But you can get very, I was very distracted that day. I had somebody with me that had I didn't have my own car. It was in the shop, so they drove me over there. So I was distracted by circumstances, and I didn't take the time to really say, okay, you're saying this isn't going to work. And instead, I ignored what my inner wisdom was. And another thing would be is that start assessing energy of places that you go to and people that you hang around with. And your intuition will tell you about that also. If you start feeling tight and constricted around a particular individual or even in a place, then honor that and realize that your intuition is telling you to get out of there. That's not in your best interest. But your conscious mind could say, oh, well, you know, this is just the nicest restaurant, and it's so cute, and it's so this and so that. But your gut, your intuition is saying, this is not where you should be. This is not the person you should be near. And so it's an inner, I call it an inner GPS that we need to turn on and we need to get in touch with. So, I mean, once we start doing that, then our life can literally change. Our intuition can start telling us, you know, you're in the wrong job. You need to find a different job, or you've got friendships that are actually depleting you, constricting you, instead of enhancing you and expanding you. And once you tap into that intuition, you'll get that information instead of the conscious mind. You know how many times we do that throughout the day? The conscious mind will try to tell you and rationalize and say why you should do something that you literally know doesn't feel good.
We're kind of blessed because Bobby had shared with me right before we went live that she had gotten herself quiet, and she's got a message from a message for us. You want to tell us a little bit about where it's coming from and go ahead and share that?
Yeah.
That would be exciting.
Well, you know, I was really torn about, you know, talking off the cuff, and that's essentially what I've done up, you know, to this point. But then I also channel a group by the name of Ekes Leko, and I am told that Edgar Cayce is in that group. And so in order to honor this and the importance of this conversation this evening, I was instructed to do an automatic writing. And so it's not just a thought, but it's, you know, this is what they had to say. And a lot of it I've already pulled out of, you know, just in our conversation. But it started with the definition of intuition, and Webster says the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. A thing that knows or considers likely from instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning. So what I got from the group was intuition is a lost art, and it is being drowned out by the constant noise of your world. Noise is everywhere, and it is impossible for you to be a balanced human being without being still and quiet. Meditation is one way of accessing inner knowledge, but it can also be done on a daily basis within moments by learning to discern where the information is coming from. A conscious thought seems to come from where you might expect, around the brain hemisphere. Intuition is located near the solar plexus. Everyone has experienced that sensation when they have an inner knowing about something that is going to happen or something that has happened that is not in their present reality. For example, someone has passed away and you know about it. A loved one is in danger and you sense it. Hunches are just another form of intuition, and quite often we choose to analyze rather than follow that information. It is because we identify with the conscious mind as being our reality and our identity. The conscious mind is designed for tasks, driving a car, paying bills, mowing the yard, etc. when you are driving a car or watching TV, you are actually in a state of hypnosis. And this is how advertising is able to penetrate the subconscious and make you think you need to order the latest innovation. Then you switch out of the subconscious and take action with the conscious mind, and you order 3 salad spinners you didn't need and don't have any use for, probably because you already have one.
Mm-hmm.
So exercises to get in touch with the subconscious is start discerning where the thought or the feeling is coming from. It can literally feel as though each comes from a different location of the body, as previously stated. Meditation or doing hypnosis session will also teach you where the intuitive thought is coming from. Start noting times you've had intuitive hunches that benefited you and write those down. Remember the feeling you had at the time and try to access how that feels different than a conscious thought. Conscious thought also tries to keep you stuck in familiar patterns, patterns that are not helping you, but the familiarity makes the pattern feel right, even though it's wrong. Start looking at what you're doing that is a pattern in your life, then go within, find a quiet place, ask the question, and wait to hear an answer. It will sound like your voice, but it'll have a higher wisdom sound to it. Don't dismiss the fact that it sounds like you and you're making it up. Learn to trust that you can go within and get answers. Trust that the inner voice will tell you what you need to know. The more you do this, the more information will come to you, and at times it will seem like a literal conversation in your head. But you will discern the difference between your thoughts and your higher wisdom thoughts. And you do need to start, as I said earlier, you do need to start figuring out when you're around people or in a location, do you get a feeling of expansion and do you feel good, or do you feel constricted and uncomfortable? That's something we routinely dismiss with our conscious thinking. We rationalize and we try to make it right. And, you know, I'm not saying that you have to have every person out of your life that doesn't bring you, you know, ample amounts of joy every moment, because there are people put in your path that are there for your growth and your development, and they're not always the ones that, you know, are always great to be with. But start tuning in and observing that inner intuition. It will tell you. You know, I had a relationship, for example, that taught me more patience than I ever thought I could learn. And I was in that relationship for 4 years, and you know, it was not a relationship that was designed to be the relationship or the romantic relationship, but my intuition said, you are learning patience, and you will be able to take that with you, and boy, did I.
Did you ask for it ahead of time?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You're like, no.
No, but I asked while I was in it, what is the purpose of this relationship? Because I was feeling uncomfortable with it. What I got from my intuition and my guidance was, this relationship is serving a purpose by teaching you patience. And that relationship ended, as things will. What no longer serves you will start to, you know, to disintegrate. But I can take that lesson with me into other situations. But had I just looked at it consciously, I wouldn't have really hung out with that for very long, and I just would have said, hey, the heck with this, because
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, we only have about 4 minutes left, so I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you, and maybe just some particulars that people might want to know about being able to get a hold of you in ways that you can serve them. I want to personally just say that Bobby has blessed me with just all kinds of wonderful sharing as we've walked back and forth with different things on a personal level for us, and I really want to thank her for that. So I highly recommend you giving her a call if anybody's feeling led to get any kind of some counseling with her. It would be well worth your time, and you would totally enjoy it. So that's wonderful and good. So how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I think my if I may give a phone number, is that
acceptable
for your show? Well, you could reach
me. Yeah, absolutely.
You could reach me at 951-845-3579. And I do, as I said, I do intuitive coaching, mediumship, hypnosis, and past life regression. and chakra balancing. So I guess I'm kind of an eclectic array of of things that I do, but so.
Well, you know what I think is just really marvelous? It seems like that's just something that I've had kind of happening with just different people I've been meeting, is everybody has these different gifts and talents that they're having now, and they're thinking they have to kind of peg themselves into just one of those aspects, when really anybody who's looking for any kind of guidance nowadays, there's a treasure trove of things available when somebody's got that level of expertise in so many areas that they can just hone in and use a particular tool to help somebody walk through something in just a certain area,
right,
to help it be that much more effective and that much more, you know, getting the job done and have it be where it's just very concise for each person's needs and customized.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say I'm very much guided by God. I can refer to God as spirit. And, you know, I really try to do what my guidance is. And I think that kind of integrity is important, particularly mm-hmm. in this type of work, is that you have to have integrity and do what's right. You know, for years I was in sales, and I always believed that if I took care of the customer and I did what was right, the money would follow. Many of my mm-hmm. associates believed that they were there for the money, and for me, if I just followed the principle that I take care of people, the money would just take care of itself. And
right.
So I do try to apply godly principles to the work that I'm doing. And so because I do have faith in God and I do follow God, and that's very important to me, to be ethical.
And, you know, then she's got, you know, just all of her, your gang on the other side helping you out on multiple levels. And making it very, very easy for people to connect on lots of different levels. One thing real quick is to, one of the things that Bobby's really well versed at and very gifted is helping people to connect to the loved ones on the other side. So I know with just a couple of stories that we had shared before the show started about just how wonderfully healing that is, just to have that comfort of knowing that you've had a loved one go over to the other side and that they're still being able to connect. And, gosh, you know, it's pretty darn wonderful over there. They're having a great time and just want us to enjoy ourselves as well. That's always just a
right.
nice thing for people to know.
And knowing that, we would not be having funerals. We would be having celebrations of people's life, because what I get from the other side is that's what they want. They don't want a morbid, you know, awful affair about their life. They really are there and they're present at their own funeral, and they really want it to be a celebration of their life. And they
are. Yeah, they want a funeral.
Amazingly. Yeah, funeral.
We'll have some funerals.
Yeah,
we'll have funerals. You know, I've been telling everybody.
You know, I
have
think you're onto something.
Yeah,
funeral.
Exactly. Funerals,
like
you know,
that.
You can have a marching band, and then later on there's a party with a DJ. Okay.
And your relative is right there with you when you're
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, I want to remind
right
everybody if there you go. If you want to go ahead and talk to Bobby, a contact number for her would be 951-845-3579. And, again, she's an intuitive and has mediumship, hypnotherapy, past life regression, and just an all-round darn wonderful guest chef. So there we go.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Bobby. And thank you, Mr. Jamie, for once again joining us here at the cafe. And
no problem.
Thank you, anybody who's doing kind of checking us out after on demand. And if you're here live, we thank you as well, too. So we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Good night, guys.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special. And we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.